In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So something happened Friday evening as we did Stations of the Cross that actually made me think a great deal about the readings for this week. I had a friend who doesn't normally attend church, actually attends Stations of the Cross. As we went through each station, he kept one of the bulletins and wrote down question after question after question. All the questions amounted to why. Questions like, who is the one that says I should believe in God? Who is the one that says I should believe in Christ? And after talking back and forth and getting the who, but who says? But why? Why do we do this? The answer that I have to give him is the one that says you should believe in Christ is you. You can't argue anyone into heaven. But he's not a foolish man either. He sits there and he's actually read the Bible. And he had another very good question that has actually been on my mind quite often lately. He asked, we're supposedly made in the image of God, right? Yes. Why do we have to ask for mercy? Can you answer that? Why do we have to ask for mercy? His argument is, if we are made in the image of God, if we are God-like, then we don't need mercy because we are already God-like. And he misses the point. That's like saying exactly what Paul is saying to the Philippians. If anyone has reason to boast, I do. I was the perfect Pharisee. I persecuted the church. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I have done everything in my life perfectly. And I count it all trash. We ask for mercy because we are not God. We are not little gods. We are not Christ. We're human beings. We mess up. Instead of being penalized for messing up, we ask for mercy. We believe in a God in part because of his mercy, because that's a divine attribute of God. We pattern it, but like everything else, we pattern it only very shallowly. Nick continually goes through and asks, but why mercy? Why ask for mercy? Again, after years of theological training and all my wheels turning in my head, trying to think of the perfect response to give him, I come up with, because we can. That actually shocked him. He was expecting some theological answer or some priest to actually tell him, because this is law. No. We ask for mercy because we can. We receive grace simply because it is given, not through anything that we do. His questions come from a very specific mindset. He considers himself to be atheist. And he's proud of that fact. He actually considers himself to be more like Paul in reality. And he's not as atheistic as he thinks. I love it when he asks me questions. And he has told me repeatedly, I know you're not somebody who's going to lie to me or give me a bunch of garbage. Stray electrons. But it's interesting that here someone who claims to be an atheist and is actually a seeker has the courage to ask these questions. But have we asked them ourselves? Do you know why we ask for mercy? Because we can. Because we can. We believe in something outside ourselves. As he's asking me these questions, I go through and I'm thinking of the gospel, and I see at times in my life where I myself have been both Judas Iscariot and Mary at the feet of Christ. It's not an either or. That's what actually has made this young man an atheist, is the fact that it is always, for everyone else, an either or. You are either somebody like Judas Iscariot who betrays Christ and has no part of this, or you are someone like Mary who will stay at his feet. Think about the Seder meal we had last night. What are some of the words in there? If he had only rescued us from bondage and not taken us out of Egypt, that would have been enough. If he had only given us the Torah and not sent us into Israel, that would have been enough. If we had only asked for mercy and not received grace, that would have been enough. Humans are not simply Mary or Judas Iscariot. We carry both within us at all times. Why ask for mercy if we're made in the image of God? Because we can. Because we fail and we stumble and we fall. We are incapable, as much as we'd like to, of picking ourselves up by our bootstraps. We don't have to do this alone. But it boils down to the ultimate question: who decides whether this is true? Not even God decided that for us. He gave us his self-revelation through Scripture. He identifies himself by his actions throughout the Bible and the things that we see in our lives. But he doesn't stand over us with his hand on our neck saying, "You must believe in me." So who decides? You. That's why it's called faith. And that's what we need to remember as we enter Holy Week. Amen.